Tejano Gold with Rudy Treviño starts now.
This is it. Hola, ¿qué tal? Bienvenidos a Tejano Gold Countdown. De costa a costa y frontera a frontera, this is the nationally syndicated official countdown de la música tejana as certified by the Senate of the Lone Star State. Hi there, mi nombre es Rudy Treviño, and this is where we feature the best of Tejano and regional Mexican music every week as compiled and aired on some of the best Tejano radio stations and regional Mexican radio stations in the USA y Mexico. Today, it's my pleasure to have Latin Grammy Award winner Ernie Gonzalez, accordionist and bandleader of 2022's Latin Grammy Award nominees, Grupo Alamo. Welcome to Tejano Gold Countdown, my brother. My pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, Rudy, for having us on the show. It's a great honor and a great pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
Stick around. Ernie Gonzalez is going to be talking about Grupo Alamo's Latin Grammy nomination, and we're going to be counting down the top 20 Tejano hits of the week. Only the very best. All of it brought to you by LNF Distributors and Estrella Jalisco. We'll be right back.
Atreverte a ser tú mismo es más fácil dicho que hecho. Pero para los que toman Estrella Jalisco, la respuesta es simple. Nada es más atrevido que vivir una vida siendo tú mismo. Así que atrévete y vive tu estrella. Brillante, deliciosa, infinitamente refrescante. Disfrútala responsablemente. Estrella Jalisco, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back. Como cada fin de semana, es un placer saludarte. My name is Rudy Treviño, and this is Tejano Gold Countdown. We're celebrating 27 years of being your trusted source for everything Tejano across the USA and around the world. Tejano Gold Countdown is proudly sponsored by your friends at LNF Distributors, that's Budweiser, and Estrella Jalisco. Now, before we start the countdown, time for this week's Tejano Gold Countdown Trivia of the Week. And remember, visit our website, TejanoGoldCountdown.com, for your chance to win some pretty cool prize packs. Okay, here's this week's question. In the late 90s and early 2000s, a sub-genre derived from Tejano music was called Norteño Light, and it emerged in the industry. One of the first groups to stand out was formed by two members, or former members, of Intocable, which at that time, the group's rise to stardom began and was well underway. Can you name this group, also from Zapata, Texas, and the name of their former members? We've got the answer coming up later in the show.
Number 20!
Kicking off the countdown with an amazing new entrance from Santa Rosa, Texas, Grupo Signo enters the charts with their latest single, No Debí Llamar, written by Adrian Armendariz and produced by Azteca Records. Nuevo ingreso, el número 20 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
A pesar de todo el tiempo que pasó, sigues metida hasta el fondo de mi corazón. Discúlpame, pero era necesario saber cómo te va y escuchar tu voz. Lo nuestro sé que terminó para siempre, que tu vida reinventaste, pero en cambio yo aún sigo con la idea de que un día regresarás aquí y me darás tu amor. No debí llamar, sé que alguien está durmiendo a tu lado y que tiene el privilegio de tus labios. Tranquilizo con mi llanto, si las cosas tú me las dejaste claro. No debí llamar para decirte lo mucho que te amo.
Música.
Alejandro Gold Countdown. New entrance at number 20. No Debí Llamar by Grupo Signo, whose video, by the way, recreates the atmosphere of the 90s, and it's going to be released very soon on YouTube. You got to check it out. That sounds really cool. Can't wait to see it. Well, today in the studio, it's my pleasure to have Ernie Gonzalez. He's the accordionist and leader of Grupo Álamo, who, by the way, is nominated for the Latin Grammy Award for Best Tejano Album this year. Welcome to Tejano Gold Countdown. It's already 29 years of your musical career in which you've had 3 Latin Grammy nominations and you've recorded 6 studio albums. This has placed you as one of the most respected groups in the Tejano music industry. But tell me, how did you start? Tell me more about the beginnings of Grupo Álamo.
Absolutely, Rudy. We started back in 1993 in San Antonio, Texas. I remember the day, you know, I walked in the room and I told my dad, I said, hey, you know what? I want to start a band. So, you know, it's time to pick up the guitar again and start playing again. And my dad was like, he was all for it. He was like, yeah, let's do it. And then we went from there. You know, we found our singer, our original singer at the time. His name was Roger Garcia. And then little by little, we started adding, you know, the pieces of the puzzle. You know, we added a bass player, a keyboard player, a sax player, a drummer. And we kind of went from there. And we did what most bands do when they started out. You know, we did church festivals and weddings and quinceañeras and, you know, everything that you do when you first start out. And it was a great learning experience, you know. And one of the highlights back in the day when we first started is we used to work a lot with the Stay in School program, the Say No to Drug program, the Raul Jimenez Thanksgiving holiday dinner, and the HEB holiday dinner. We did a lot of those shows and worked a lot with them. And in 1998, you know, we went in the studio and we recorded our very first album entitled Ilusiones. And things really took off from there. You know, the first album really garnered a lot of attention out of state. You know, radio stations in California and Chicago and Milwaukee and New Mexico and a bunch of places, you know, really latched onto that record. And it opened up the doors for us to go and perform in all these different states, which we still do to this day. And it's been an amazing ride up, and you know, we're still enjoying the ride 29 years later.
By the way, Grupo Álamo recently released their 6th studio album, Camino al Progreso, which is one of the 5 nominees for Best Tejano Album at the 2022 Latin Grammy Awards. Más adelante platicaremos sobre este nuevo disco y su más reciente sencillo. Pero antes, continuamos con el conteo.
Number 19.
Aquí, ¿en qué gastaré los minutos sin ti?
¿A dónde caminaré si no me llevas tú? Si todo se puso oscuro, tú eras mi luz.
¿Qué voy a hacer si te buscan mis manos?
¿Qué voy a hacer si te sigo soñando?
Y tú lo que haces es estarme olvidando.
Que no sea como yo, que si sepa cuidarte.
¿Qué voy a hacer para revertir todas las veces que te ofendí?
¿Qué voy a hacer para cerrar la llave de tus ojos y ya no sentirme culpable?
¿Qué voy a hacer sin ti?
Mis manos,
¿qué voy a hacer si te sigo soñando?
Y tú lo que haces es estarme olvidando.
¿Qué voy a hacer para deshacer todo el desmadre que te causé?
¿Qué voy a hacer si te encuentras a alguien que no sea como yo, que si sepa cuidarte?
¿Qué voy a hacer para revertir?
Cerrar la llave de tus ojos y ya no sentirme culpable.
¿Qué voy a hacer para desaparecer?
Hot or Cold Countdown, new entrance at number 19. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Bailar Reina del Mágico Valle, Elida Reina y Bobby Pulido, also featured on this song. It's going to be included in Elida y Amante's brand new album under Freddy Records. Hey, I'd say we're off to a pretty good start. Two songs down, 18 more to go. Lots of new songs moving on to the countdown charts this week. You don't want to miss a one. Coming up, more with my special guest, Ernie Gonzalez of Grupo Alamo. Oh, and details on how you can register to win a Tejano Gold Countdown Anheuser-Busch six-pack music giveaway. Ya regresamos.
Truth or dare? For those who drink Estrella Jalisco, the answer is simple. Nothing is more daring than a life of truth. So dare and vive tu Estrella. Bright, flavorful, endlessly refreshing. Estrella Jalisco. Enjoy responsibly. Estrella Jalisco, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's music for a cause. Saturday, November 19th, make plans for Latin Fusion at N.O. Simmons Park in Ingleside. A concert to help families in need this Thanksgiving. Free general admission with a donation of a bag of food to benefit area food pantries. Featuring performances by Lucky Joe. Stephanie Montiel and Gabriel Zavala. Mike Gonzalez and the Iconics tribute to Jimmy Gonzalez. Plus Gabriela Martinez and Monica's Bitty Bitty tribute. General admission is free with a donation of a bag of food. Reserve seating available for $10. $50 for VIP, including front stage seating. Chair at table, VIP bag, private restrooms and waitress, and artist meet and greet. Tickets available at eventmania.com. Gates open at 4 p.m. Latin Fusion at N.O. Simmons Park in Ingleside on Saturday, November 19th. General admission is free with a donation of a bag of food. Brought to you by Budweiser and Thomas J. Henry. For more information, call 979-665-1923. From Quarter Root Productions, where the stars meet the moon.